Racing today, the first meeting at least in Victoria is at Bensdale. We've got eight races on the card. The first is set down for 12 o'clock. And joining me with the preview is Warren Huntley. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
I'm going well, thanks, Trent.
Nice little meeting all up into Caulfield today and a few interesting first starters in race one.
Yeah, exactly. If we can't find something to have a bet on today, you're not trying very hard. And hopefully we can build a little bit of a bank to chime in at Caulfield later on.
All right, there'll be plenty of intrigue with this debutante number two in the first. This is a three-year-old maiden over 1,000 metres. And there's no scratchings. Equal favourite number two, Grand Bernini by Sham Express out of the Opera House. An all-white colt for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. You won't miss it on the TV. Number four, Self-Imposed. Also a first starter at $2.80 for Robbie Griffiths. Five, Spare Change at $3.50. One, Batakwi at $7.
Thought Self-Imposed was value earlier this morning. That market's trimmed up a bit to the equal favourites now. Still pretty keen on Self-Imposed. A recent jump out was terrific. Trialled some 6 months or so ago and trialled well, but he looked nice and sharp in a recent jump out, can make his own luck, I think, from a good draw, and quite keen on four Self-Imposed. You referenced Grand Bernini, certainly going to attract a lot of attention, the white colt by Sham Express, and he's trialled up quite nicely. Also, I've just got a fair leaning towards Self-Imposed of what I've seen of them leading into the debut performances. Spare Change has had a jump out subsequent to that debut run. The blinkers go on here and ran quite well. And I thought Batakwi was okay in a recent trial also and looks to be ready to go to the races. Quite keen on four, but not as good as value as it was earlier this morning. 4-2-5-1.
4-2-5-1, race one. Bensdale, race number two, a maiden for the four-year-olds and older, 1,000 metres. Take out number nine. Number eight, Elusive Melody, heads the market here. Odds on $1.90. Jack Hill riding for Henry Dwyer has become a little bit costly. Second at past four outings. Number six, Sagara at $5.50. Two, Chilauro at $6.50. And four, Moonlight's Reward, $9.50.
Couldn't take the short odds about Elusive Melody, but maybe today's her day. The blinker's been on and off a bit in races to date. They went on last start, and I think might have been bitten by a pretty smart horse in Del Vecchio. So maybe today's the day with race fitness on her side for number eight, Elusive Melody. I like the way Sagara's trialled up. I'm sure he'll get over further as he gets deeper into this preparation, but he looks to be coming to hand well. Long break for number five, Rocky's Echo, but was really sharp in a recent jump out. And two, Chilauro's trialled up well also to resume here. So, yeah, I couldn't take the short quote, but maybe that race fitness edge might count in Elusive Melody's favour today. 8-6-5-2.
8-6-5-2, race two. Race three, a maiden for three-year-olds and older. The trip is 1,200 metres and the scratchings are 4 and 5. 3 Carlon is the favourite at $3, a first starter here for Enver Jusufovic, a 4-year-old gelding by Largo Delight, which has won a Cranbourne trial. Next best, 11 El Valentina at $3.60, a first starter for Pete Galagotis. 14, another first starter here for Busted and Young Princess KO at $4.20, and 10 Tiny Hussy at $9.
And I think the first starters hold the key to the race, Trent, and they've trialled up nicely. But I love the strength at the end of the race of Carlon, or the recent official barrier trial, just kept getting stronger through the line, and I think that will count in his favour here. I'm going to go with 3 ahead of 11. El Valentina, who showed speed in her trial and rolled along and was there at the finish, looked to be a little bit of a ready-made runner, and I'd be surprised if she doesn't come across from that wider barrier draw. Slow jump out of Cranbourne recently for number 14, Princess KO, but made ground near the inside, went through and won quite easily, so there's certainly talent there. And maybe 10 Tiny Hussy with that little bit of race experience next best. I think the first starters hold the key. 3, 11, 14, 10.
3, 11, 14, 10, race 3. Race 4, a benchmark 64 over the mile. No scratchings. Small field, 1, Tanto Bianco, the favourite at $1.90. Teo Nugent rides here. Was second behind 5 Kingdom at Moonee Valley last start. That form looks really good after the weekend. 2, Kalama Bay at $2.50. 4, Ali Orphan at $6.
I agree with you, and he's just got to get himself, I suppose, to the winner's stall at 1,600 metres. Hasn't won beyond 1,450 yet, but he's going well. And you said that run last start behind 5 Kingdom at Moonee Valley is a good form reference now. And look, I'm going to go with Tana Bianco, but I want a little bit of insurance if I'm playing multiples in the race. But I think down the page is the way to go here. I thought Kalama Bay had excuses coming through the race behind 5 Kingdoms also. Certainly, there's not going to be much between them. There wasn't the other time they met when they both had effectively every chance. 3 Subiaso is an interesting runner. He was a talent galloper with the Robbie Lang stable. Dave Noonan's taken a bit of an alternative route getting him to this type of race with a couple of runs at the picnics. But he's been going well, and at TAB grade here, he'll appreciate getting that little bit of weight relief. And 4 Ali Orphan next best. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Race book order, easy to remember. Race 4. Race 5, first leg of the quarter, a maiden for 3-year-olds and older, 1,600 metres. Scratchings are 2, 3 and 9. 4, Ishka Bibble, the favourite at $2.25, ahead of 13, Sapura, $3.40, and 11, Amicabile at $5.
He's certainly the key to the race, Ishka Bibble. I think he might have been ready to go for a week or two. I've seen him in and either not accept or scratched. So he turns up here over 1,600 metres. Saw it jump out over 1,000 metres a while ago, and he just kept making ground and was strong through the line there, which is what you'd expect. But he doesn't have a lot of early speed, so no surprise to see him kicking off again at 1,600 metres. Amicabile gets the blinkers on here after doing a few things wrong second go. Had to trial to the steward's satisfaction. I couldn't find vision of that jump out, but maybe there's been, or there must have been something, and interesting that the blinkers go on here. Sapura will be fitter for one run back from a spell and suited getting up in distance and a long time away from the races for one about time, Bill, but jumped out okay recently. Might be next best. 4, 11 and 13, the ones for me to work around. Next best one.
4, 11, 13, next best one, race 5, first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 64 over 2,000. 4, Cuban Bell comes out. Now favourite is odds on number 1, Ripplebrook at $1.80. Winless at his past 6, Brian Werner rides for Sharon Trelove. Number 3, I Am Wanted, $3.50, and 2, Charlton at $3.60.
He could win for sure. I want some insurance in the quaddie because at 2,000 metres he's yet to prove himself, but he was pretty good at Traralgon last start. Cavaliero and him went toe-to-toe to the line, and he was strong there at the 1900, so he's not jumping significantly in distance, and he's going to get a lovely run from the draw, make his own luck, and he's in the right grade to run the trip out. One ahead of 2, Charlton, who's got the blinkers going on, the earmuffs off, they're just on pre-race here, so I could sharpen him up a little bit, and just probably the way the race shaped up, just couldn't get into it from back in the field last start, but getting fitter. 3, I Am Wanted, the other one I'm including. Another one I'm not convinced about at this trip, but has won out to 2,200 metres in modest grade, and maybe 5, Don't Shoot. Won't be problem in fitness coming back from a 3,000-metre race at Moonee Valley on Saturday night. 1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, 5, race 6. Race 7, a benchmark 58 for the fillies and mares over 1,000 metres. Take out numbers 2, 7 and 8. Another odds on favourite here, number 1, Sheriff's Choice. Doesn't win out of turns. Got to carry the 61.5 Robbie Griffiths trains. 4, Red Bell, $3.90, and number 3, Wobowie at $4.80.
Of the ones throughout the day about that quote, I think particularly with scratchings in this race, I think Sharif's Choice probably just finds the right race to get back in the winner's stall. So I'm with her. 1, ahead of 4, Red Bell, relatively recent addition to Kevin Corson's stable, but going well. Forgivable run last start. The previous two runs were good. Wobowie, the stablemate to Sharif's Choice, comes through the same form line, will be fitter. Maybe North Cape, who's been competitive in this grade, another one perhaps a bit forgivable last start. But I think it's the right race for Sharif's Choice. 1, 4, 3, 5.
1, 4, 3, 5. And the last race 8, a benchmark 58 over 1,200. Free of scratchings, Robbie Griffiths with the favourite here as well in number 1, Perfect Command. $3.60, $4.40 each of 2. Number 2, Stanbra, and 6, Under God's Sky. $4.60 to 3, Infernal. 4, No Nonsense Ned at 9, and 7, Rossover at 10.
Tipping a good day for the Robbie Griffiths stable, and he doesn't win out of turn number 1, Perfect Command, but he's in the right grade of race to run well here. I think he's in the race where there's some reasonable speed too, and that's what he needs. At 1,200 metres, he'll get back from that wider barrier draw. And it's not a big run in at Bairnsdale, but if there's pressure up front, they can make ground from back in the field. And I think that's what you're relying on, but one run back from a spell, very well graded here. Number 1, Perfect Command, they had a 6, Under God's Sky, who was good at Mornington last start. The form through that race is holding up quite well. Full forwards continue to race well since then. 3, Infernal, a couple of runs back from a spell, probably fitter, and just a little bit of time to freshen up since that last run. And Stanbra's very consistent. An older galloper, but he's still racing well. Next best. I think if there's speed up front, one might be too strong for them. 1, 6, 3, 2.
1, 6, 3, 2 in the last. What about a best value quaddie player of the day?
Best race 7, number 1, Sharif's Choice, Trent, but there's shorties right throughout the day. Pretty confident it's the right race for him. Value's diminishing about race 1, number 4, self-imposed, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him start a clear favourite. For the quaddy, first leg 4, 11 and 13. Second leg 1, 2, 3. Third leg 1, 3 and 4. And home with numbers 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6. I'm going to play a running double through races 1 and 2 as my play of the day. First leg 2 and 4. Second leg 6 and 8.
Nice work, Warren. Good luck today at Bairnsdale.
Thanks, Trent.